Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of Lane Kiffins, be a Matt Campbell.
And what is loyalty in today's college football world? We delve into it. It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're presented by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Tone!
Kenny.
You wanted to do 5 minutes on something. No.
I know you watched it live.
I was going to do five minutes on how you can win or you can get your purchase for free if you spend $2,000 or more at Extend Technologies if it snows 8 inches or more on February 8th.
Not 1 inch, not three, and certainly not seven.
Nope, 8 inches. Got to go 8 inches. And if they get it in Cleveland, February 8th, you get your purchase for free, over $2,000. See store for details, XTENDAV.com. Tone, take it away.
You saw it live. I caught clips later. And then I went to the Reddit boards, because that's what you do. I wanted to see, did Matt Campbell, as I'm staring at Kenny, he's wearing his Iowa State hoodie, did Matt Campbell win the press conference? Guess what the verdict was?
Yes.
Yes, with one asterisk.
Oh, what was it?
So he mentioned all the Penn State greats.
Didn't mention me.
And
I didn't go to Penn State.
Or Derek Fox, for that matter. But he mentioned a bunch of the great players, how he talked about wanting to go to Penn State. He talked up Joe Pa, which you're allowed to do again, I guess, right? I think so.
Yeah. Anyway. I think they brought the statue back out of that garage.
Well, that's the thing. Matt would have been considered.
They didn't put it up anywhere.
Anyway, so it was really good. It was emotional. You could tell this tugged at the heartstrings of him having to leave a place that he thought was special. But for personal reasons, finally making the move after all that for a new challenge. I think it was clearly the right challenge.
We can do a deep dive on this now that it's done. Yeah, go ahead.
But there was one asterisk, and a bunch of people commented on it. I thought it was a joke. Somebody said, oh, I know he was trying to be nice about Penn State wrestling, but him bringing up, hey, they've won five in a row, and was it Kale Sanderson?
Yes.
The legend, the five in a row, and immediately people are like, yeah, he shouldn't have said five in a row. And I'm thinking, wait a second, what is going on? So I went and looked, and I looked at the, I knew they were good. I didn't know they had won this many national championships. Owen, what is the dynastic national championship numbers for Penn State wrestling?
They've won 12 of the last 14.
That can't be true.
No, it's true. It's damn true. That's a wrestling thing.
There's a lot of teams and a lot of good wrestling coaches and a lot of good wrestling programs.
Yeah.
There's no way one could win that. That's like UNC women's soccer. How is that possible? Anyway, so People were correct saying Matt slighted the wrestling program by saying five in a row, and I thought about this. Where else in the world could five amazing seasons in referencing five straight winning anything be considered a slight? And we found it. It was Penn State wrestling. It was incredible.
I did not know. I didn't catch the part about the I thought you were going to go in a different direction with that. When you said the five in a row, I didn't think anything of it. My thought was different, though, because I just want to make sure I'm right here. Yeah. You know where Kale Sanderson went to college, right?
Iowa State.
Iowa
man.
State, yes.
And he was the coach where before he went to Penn State?
Iowa State.
Tell me it wasn't Iowa State.
That's when you mentioned the five. Oh, he went, oh, no. But I didn't hear that. I didn't. And I had the press conference on.
Maybe he mentioned it.
I took a picture and sent it to them.
He might have mentioned it to you. There's always the press conference, and then there's the breakaways.
Yeah.
And all the affiliates get their one-on-one.
Okay.
And then the newspaper and the beat reporters get theirs. It's a lengthy, lengthy process, but it's genuine. It's generally a good day. You've got your whole family with you. You've got your support staff. They all took the private jet. There's been a lot of celebrating. There's recruiting obviously going on. I did wonder about this, like, what has it been like? I don't know how much Matt has been in Iowa State, but this is how it works. Like, his house is there, his doctor is there, his dentist is there, his everything is there, his kids' friends are all there. What was the last week of living life in Iowa State like?
Like, probably normal until Thursday, until Thursday morning.
See you guys, I'll never see you again.
No. With him, I'm telling you right now, it was normal until Thursday morning, and then things change.
Yeah,
he doesn't really think that way. That's why I am, you know, I'm proud to know his brother so well. I'm proud to know him. I don't know him as well as Scott, obviously. I've never made any bones about that. He is a little bit older than us, but I think that there's so many people who are just proud of him in the region because I think he's a throwback. I've said this before, and I think I've said it in front of him. I think he should have been coaching in 1991.
And that came up. The Reddit boards, absolutely. The Penn State people, they soaked it all up.
Because he's
the
fan.
Throwback thing.
Everything's fan.
The throwback thing was exactly. Now, I'm sure they want a more modern offense and all that stuff, but just in terms of running a program, culture, you don't even hear culture. I mean, get what guys say it, lip service. Mm-hmm. You don't hear fans talk about culture anymore at any of the elite programs in college football. They're just like, who cares? I want the best players every year, and then the culture should be winning, sure. But there's no Ohio State guy. That's gone. Like, this is just give me the best players and pay the most money.
He is one of the few. I've said this before, and maybe I shouldn't leave this out there, but I don't know how many people are going to actually listen to this episode, so I'm going to say it. I will say a coach is a good guy, meaning he's a good guy. I don't know how a coach is as a person. I think there's a difference. I think there, you know, in our world, there's a lot of good guys. And then I'm like, hey, so-and-so's a good guy. I don't know how he is as a father and a husband, but a pretty good guy, like that type of thing. There's a lot of coaches who are good guys. But there's few coaches, I think, especially at that level, that are really good people. And there's a lot of guys who would say as I do, not as I do. And he's one of the few people that I'm just 100% confident in when I say, like, good person. He's one of the last people I think that I want to say, I want my son to play for him. I would want my son to be a GA for him if my son were to go that route. I'd want my son to be a ball boy for him. Like, he is genuine. And when I say he should have been coaching in the 90s is because of what you just said, the family aspect to it. And I think that this has been such a crazy search where, I got to tell you, in a world full of Lane Kiffins, I think a guy should really be a Matt Campbell, but I don't know how many are left.
That's the title of the podcast, Mitch.
Fine. Go ahead.
I got you your title.
Go ahead.
Go.
Go ahead, because I think it's true. And I, by the way, not mad at Lane Kiffin, by the way. Not mad. I told you guys, if you're mad at Lane Kiffin, just be mad at yourself that you bought in.
I am right now designing the t-shirt to sell in Happy Valley.
Oh, this is great.
In a world of Lane Kiffins, be a Matt Campbell.
Absolutely.
Easy money.
My 2 weeks' notice are in right now. I'm moving over there to start my own company.
I felt it was surreal, but I can tell anybody who is a college football fan who might be listening to this, or even an Iowa State fan who might be looking for any content whatsoever, you probably have moved on to their new coach. I saw Jamie Pollard. I got the chance to meet Jamie Pollard a couple. You and I both did. I don't know if you remember that.
Okay,
you and I both did. You know, for him to get emotional over it, I think it shows you what type of person Matt really is. There were, you know, and I am active on some of the Facebook things, and there were a couple of people who were, well, I guess this is what loyalty is. It's like, nah, I kind of know the score there. And it was 10 years, and he's the winningest coach in program history.
And did he leave the program better than when he found where he found it? Did
certainly.
He get an injection of money into facilities and modernize their entire program? 100%.
Yes. Now, I think that we had to see the writing on the wall here where, and he knows this, you almost become a victim of your own success if you do very well. I mean, we're seeing this with Dabo Swinney at a different level at Clemson. I think Dabo is a family.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guy. Dabo, and the thing about Dabo and a guy like them, they know they have players who've come through that aren't good at the next level or fallible or whatever. Those are the guys that they love up the most, and that's what truly separates coaches. For him at Iowa State, I can tell you with 100% certainty, he did not make these plans. This was not a stopover for him. Ames is a lot like Canton. He liked it there because it is a lot like Canton, Massillon, Stark County. And I think he really dreamed of going to the college football playoffs with Iowa State, winning with Iowa State. Now, this is going to be a different animal. There are people who know his brother really well who are big Ohio State fans, and they feel a certain way about Penn State. And me, I've been an Ohio State fan in years. Now, again, I respect Ohio State, and I like that my son likes Ohio State, all this, that, and the other. But it makes it much easier for me to hope that Penn State does well. But I do think that there is a, like, hey, I think there's a lot of people maybe changing their feelings about Penn State until Ohio State plays them, and I respect that. But I think for him, he really enjoyed being at Iowa State, taking that team from – I think he looked at them more as a sleeping giant and a team that could be problems for people, and in creating a stadium that was hard to play in, creating a stadium that had a renovation and an expansion and doing big things there, and yeah, he left it in a better place. Now, for that said, the future is questionable. They're at a $147 million deficit as a athletic department. Mm-hmm. They are in a league now where you have Texas Tech, who spent $37 million on their roster, and they won the Big 12 convincingly with that roster. So it wasn't like Joey McGuire wasn't able to do what he was supposed to do. They won convincingly. And I think that you see that and go, how much longer can I do this? Because it's easier to preach family at a place like Penn State. It's easier to preach family at a place like Ohio State and Oklahoma and so on and so forth. It is very, very, very difficult to preach family at a place like Iowa State. And I think we're starting to see more and more of the haves and the have-nots. And unfortunately, Iowa State is a have-not when it comes to the big-time stuff. So there's this opportunity for a team that's a have. Boosters are a have. It is an insane amount of pressure. I thought yesterday, I did have this thought as well. I hope he soaked it in. I think he did. I hope everybody around him who were there soaked it in. Because unless he wins a national championship, that's the best day he'll have. They don't care about Big Ten championships there. They want to win a Big Ten, but they don't care about Big Ten championships there. They care about one thing, and that's winning a national championship. The stakes are clear.
They'd like to beat Ohio State and Michigan.
They want to win a national championship. The stakes are abundantly clear. And I say that they have a better shot than they did. And this is a ballsy thing to say because James Franklin's a good coach,
yeah,
and he won a lot of games there. I would take Matt and his staff developing quarterbacks over James Franklin and his staff. I would take Matt and his staff, whoever he's bringing with him.
They developed nobody at Penn State.
I would take his staff to develop wide receivers and bring in wide receivers through the portal and make them better over James Franklin and his staff. I think it's abundantly clear what I thought about the Penn State offensive coordinator for the last couple of years. And there's actually some people in some high places even around here that would agree with me. Now, that might sound like sour grapes because, you know, Drew Aller's from here,
yeah,
and I want to see a local guy do well.
Well, and they had Yurcich, too.
Yeah, but I just felt that this was not conducive to his talents at Penn State. And I don't think that they'll get in the way. Now, there have been questions before about the staff and getting the best out of quarterbacks. I mean, Brock Purdy, that was a whole ugly thing at the end of that. But I do believe that they will maximize every opportunity. National championships don't fall off of trees. They only give out one, and it's harder than ever to win.
And now it seems harder, unless you're Indiana, who is in a catbird seat now all of a sudden.
Yeah, I still think it's harder than ever to win them. But if I think they're going to have a chance, and the only day that's going to be better, because I think it would be so cool to walk into a stadium of 106,000 people, and that's like Michigan Stadium goes deep into a pit.
Yeah.
Ohio State's to me is so wide and expansive. It's this
It was a track.
Yeah, wide footprint right there. I mean, you can't miss it. It's a tremendously large stadium, obviously. But Penn State, to me, you look up and it just keeps going because it's an erector set of a stadium. Mm. And it just goes into the heavens. And I think it's really cool to walk into a stadium that has your image and welcome to Happy Valley on all the video boards with nobody's in there. Nobody's in there, and understanding that in 9 months, nine months, that place is going to have 106,000. They expect you to win. They don't care about the recruiting class. They expect you to win. Yeah. I hope that they took it all in because I think that, and if they win a national championship, those are the two best days there.
It's also one of maybe 8 places in the country that legitimately have, and it's tough to get to, Happy Valley,
yeah,
legitimately has their ex-players come back.
Yeah.
And they You're take right. care of them.
They do.
And it's a big part of their program. When you mentioned family, Penn State is, I've always respected a lot of the tenets of that entire program, whether it was Bill O'Brien, whether it was anything, all the way dating back, obviously Joe Pa is the reason why all of that exists. And I always thought that was really cool. I always respected Penn State. Yeah, you know, there's trash talk and everything, and Ohio State seems to have no issue going there for a whiteout at night. But I still loved it. I loved it as a challenge. I loved everything about Penn State. I love that it's that small town feel meets East Coast. There's both of it coming together.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting how it's covered. How, you know, parts of it felt like to me, I was in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and how Morgantown was, where you had East Coasters and you had, you know, people in small town, rural areas. And so it's a different place. It's tough to get to. Ken, if we're ever driving back from there, we got to...
Happy Valley?
We got to cut the alcohol off a little earlier the next day because you are...
winding roads,
you're going...
Man.
Winding roads is an understatement.
Yeah, no,
you got to be dialed
right,
in, man.
You're right.
You got to be dialed in. There's no putting it on cruise control and just, the hangover will disappear over time. No, it is anxiety ridden. You're following these 18-wheelers.
You're going to pull off of the side of the road and throw up. That's going to happen. I do think, though, that You know, we have other friends that are coaches in college football. You know, we got a lot of high school football coaches, and they're well accomplished. We're proud of them. But obviously, like, Matt is the most successful of the coaches that we're friends with, and his family, I should say. And I know that he watches the show on YouTube with Skip and all those guys. But it's a wonderful thing to see that, and I wish him all the very best of success. Now we got to start making a big deal about some of the other guys that are in certain places, and see if we can start to work it up about them, and see if we can do that.
By the way, Jason Candle heading over to
UConn,
and there are, and I know this podcast is very niche. But
today's a niche podcast.
There are rumors, and people in Toledo are fighting mad. They say that people in Syracuse are saying he took the DC job with Fran out in the Cuse and passed up the head coaching job at Toledo. And the people in Toledo are like, he was never offered that job. And when he did his thank you, Jason Candle, his thank you to all the Toledo people, he did not mention the current athletic director. So they were like, oh boy, this must have gotten ugly towards the end. And he left. Geez. And again, he was there for 10 years, just like what? Matt went to Iowa State.
Yeah.
And Jason was there, and Larry Karras. So Vince Karras. Yeah. So it's all fascinating.
He mentioned Larry Karras. He mentioned Keith Wakefield, and he said the attitude and effort. I go, oh my God, it sounds just like him. I had a flashback there.
Yeah,
that was a great reference when he mentioned him in the speech yesterday. But we're excited. We're excited to see how it goes. Or you know, they'll just lose our numbers. You know, one of the two. Maybe that's how it's going to go there. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Good luck to them. I'm an Ohio State guy. Will I be able to wear Penn State gear?
I wanted the people in the background to give a better Penn State when he did the We Are.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, come on. You get excited, whoop it up here. For the love of God, let's hear you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.